Shadow sipped the coffee.
I thought I was dead.
You were lucky. I was up on the bridge. I pretty much figured that today was going to be the big day. You get a feel for it when you get to my age. So I was up there with my old pocket watch, and I saw you heading out onto the lake. I shouted, but I sure as heck don't think you could have heard me. I saw the car go down, and I saw you go down with it, and I thought I'd lost you, so I went out onto the ice. Gave me the heebie-jeebies. You must have been under the water for the best part of 2 minutes. Then I saw your hand come up through the place where the car went down. It was like seeing a ghost, seeing you there.
He trailed off.
We were both damn lucky that the ice took our weight as I dragged you back to shore.
Shadow nodded.
You did a good thing,
he told Hinzelman, and the old man beamed all over his goblin face. Somewhere in the house, Shadow heard a door close. He sipped at his coffee. Now that he was able to think clearly, he was starting to ask himself questions. He wondered how an old man, a man half his height and perhaps a third his weight, had been able to drag him, unconscious, across the ice or get him up the bank to a car. He wondered how Hinzelman had gotten Shadow into the house and the bath. Hinzelman walked over to the fire, picked up the tongs, and placed a thin log carefully onto the blazing fire.
Do you want to know what I was doing out on the ice?
Hinzelman shrugged.
None of my business.
You know what I don't understand? I don't understand why you saved my life.
Well, the way I was brought up, if you see another fella in trouble...
No, that's not what I mean. I mean, you killed all those kids. Every winter. I was the only one to have figured it out. You must have seen me open the trunk. Why didn't you just let me drown?
Hinzelman tipped his head on one side. He scratched his nose thoughtfully, rocked back and forth as if he were thinking.
Well, that's a good question. I guess it's because I owed a certain party a debt, and I'm good for my debts.
Wednesday?
That's the fella.
There was a reason he hid me in Lakeside, wasn't there? There was a reason nobody should have been able to find me here.
Hinzelman said nothing. He unhooked a heavy black poker from its place on the wall and he prodded at the fire with it, sending up a cloud of orange sparks and smoke.
This is my home. It's a good town.
Shadow finished his coffee. He put the cup down on the floor. The effort was exhausting.
How long have you been here?
Long enough.
And you made the lake?
Hinzelman peered at him, surprised.
Yes, I made the lake. They were calling it a lake when I got here, but it weren't nothing more than a spring and a mill pond and a creek. I figured that this country is hell on my kind of folk. It eats us. I didn't want to be eaten, so I made a deal. I gave them a lake, and I gave them prosperity.
And all it cost them was one child every winter.
Good kids.
Said Hinzelman, shaking his old head slowly.
They were all good kids. I'd only pick ones I liked, except for Charlie Nelligan. He was a bad seed, that one. He was, what, 1924, 1925? Yeah, that was the deal.
The people of the town, Mabel, Marguerite, Chad Mulligan, did they know?
Hinzelman said nothing. He pulled the poker from the fire. The first 6 inches at the tip glowed a dull orange. Shadow knew that the handle of the poker must be too hot to hold, but it did not seem to bother Hinzelman, and he prodded the fire again. He put the poker back into the fire, tip first, and left it there. Then he said,
"They know that they live in a good place. While every other town and city in this county, heck, and this part of the state, is crumbling into nothing. They know that.
And that's your doing.
This town, I care for it. Nothing happens here that I don't want to happen. You understand that? Nobody comes here that I don't want to come here. That was why your father sent you here. He didn't want you out there in the world attracting attention, that's all.
And you betrayed him.
I did no such thing. He was a crook. But I always pay my debts.
I don't believe you.
Hinzelman looked offended. One hand tugged at the clump of white hair at his temple.
I keep my word.
No, you don't. Laura came here. She said something was calling her here. And what about the coincidence that brought Sam Blackrow and Audrey Burton here on the same night? I don't believe in coincidence anymore. Sam Blackrow and Audrey Burton, two people who both knew who I really was, and that there were people out there looking for me. I guess if one of them failed, there was always the other. And if all of them had failed, who else was on their way to Lakeside, Inselman? My old prison warden? Up here for a weekend's ice fishing? Laura's mother? You wanted me out of your town. You just didn't want to have to tell Wednesday that was what you were doing.
In the firelight, Inselman seemed more like a gargoyle than an imp.
This is a good town.
Without his smile, he looked waxen and corpse-like.
You could have attracted too much attention. Not good for the town.
You should have left me back there on the ice. You should have left me in the lake. I opened the trunk of the clunker. Right now, Allison is still iced into the trunk. But the ice will melt. And her body will float out and up to the surface. And then they'll go down and look and see what else they can find down there. Find your whole stash of kids. I guess some of those bodies are pretty well preserved.
Inselman reached down and picked up the poker. He made no pretense of stirring the fire with it any longer. He held it like a sword or a baton, the glowing orange-white tip of it waving in the air. It smoked. Shadow was very aware that he was next to naked, and he was still tired and clumsy and far from able to defend himself.
You want to kill me? Go ahead. Do it. I'm a dead man anyway. I know you own this town. It's your little world. But if you think no one's going to come looking for me, you're living in a dream world. It's over, Inselman. One way or another, it's done.
Inselman pushed himself to his feet, using the poker as a walking stick. The carpet charred and smoked where he rested the red-hot tip as he got up. He looked at Shadow, and there were tears in his pale blue eyes.
I love this town. I really like being a cranky old man and telling my stories and driving Tessie and ice fishing. Remember what I told you. It's not the fish you bring home from a day's fishing. It's the peace of mind.
He extended the tip of the poker in Shadow's direction. Shadow could feel the heat of it from a foot away.
I could kill you. I could fix it. I've done it before. You're not the first to figure it out. Chad Mulligan's father, he figured it out. I fixed him. I can fix you.
Maybe. But for how long, Inselman? Another year? Another decade? They have computers. They aren't stupid. They pick up on patterns. Every year a kid's going to vanish. They'll come sniffing about here, just like they'll come looking for me. Tell me, how old are you?
He curled his fingers around a sofa cushion and prepared to pull it over his head. It would deflect a first blow. Inselman's face was expressionless.
They were giving their children to me before the Romans came to the Black Forest. I was a god before ever I was a kobold.
Maybe it's time to move on.
Shadow wondered what a kobold was. Inselman stared at him. Then he took the poker and pushed the tip of it back into the burning embers.
Maybe it is at that, but it's not that simple. What makes you think I can leave this town even if I want to, Shadow? I'm part of this town. You gonna make me go, Shadow? You ready to kill me so I can leave?
Shadow looked down at the floor. There were still glimmers and sparks in the carpet where the poker tip had rested. Inselman followed the look with his own and crushed the embers out with his foot, twisting. In Shadow's mind came unbidden children, hundreds of them, staring at him with bone-blind eyes, the hair twisting slowly around their faces like fronds of seaweed. They were looking at him reproachfully. He knew that he was letting them down. He just didn't know what else to do.
I can't kill you. You saved my life.
He shook his head. He felt like crap in every way he could feel like crap. He didn't feel like a hero or a detective anymore, just another fucking sellout, waving a stern finger at the darkness before turning his back on it.
You wanna know a secret?
Sure,
said Shadow with a heavy heart. He was ready to be done with secrets.
Watch this.
Where Inselman had been standing stood a male child, no more than 5 years old. His hair was dark brown and long. He was perfectly naked, save for a worn leather band around his neck. He was pierced with two swords, one of them going through his chest, the other entering at his shoulder, with the point coming out beneath the rib cage. Blood flowed through the wounds without stopping and ran down the child's body to pool and puddle on the floor. The swords looked unimaginably old.